GaragePunk.com podcast.
You got good taste.
I want to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you one and all.
Yeah.
We're going to have a big time tonight.
Yeah.
Down at the Rock and Roll Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, do you believe rock and roll with three of your soul?
Yeah.
Do you believe rock and roll will make you shout?
Yeah.
Do you believe rock and roll will make you happy when you're sad?
Yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's star time with the Dynamite Pussy Club. Come on! Hey! Went down to the water to save my soul. Went down to the water to save my soul. 'Cause I sinned all of my life. Yeah, I sinned most of my life. That's right, yeah.
Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Rock and roll has got to go.
Oh,
took a sip of prime Lucifer's cup. Whatever happened to selling your soul? Whatever happened to rock and roll? Whatever happened to rock and roll? To rock and roll, yeah. Whatever happened to selling your soul, raising up the devil, playing rock and roll?
See, but I'll hide from the devil on judgment day. I say, I'm a little fire, I'm old man. I'm a little fire, I'm old man. I'm a little fire, I'm old man down the line. Oh yeah. Well, me and the devil sitting at a stoplight. He started rolling all us out of sight. I say, I'm a little fire, I'm old man. I'm a little fire, I'm old man. I'm a little fire, I'm old man down the line. Oh yeah. Well, going pretty fast, I look up behind. Here comes the devil doing 99. I'm saying, I'm a little fire, I'm a man. I'm a little fire, I'm a man. I'm a little fire, I'm a man down the line.
Let's drag now!
Smart, the race was won. Here come the devil doing 101. I'm a little fire, I'm old man. I'm a little fire, I'm old man. I'm a little fire, I'm old man down the line.
Let's drag it in.
Hey, come the devil doing 99. I'm a little fire, I'm old man. I'm a little fire, I'm old man. I'm a little fire, I'm old man down the line. Come on, yeah. Well, I've led an evil life, say, but I'll have from the devil on judgment day. I'm a little fire, I'm old man. I'm a little fire, I'm old man. I'm a little fire, I'm old man down the line.
Devils on wheels. See she-devils on wheels. See she-devils on wheels with guts as hard as the steel of their hogs. See she-devils on wheels riding their men as viciously as they ride their motorcycles. See she-devils on wheels in blinding color. See the authentic initiation ritual never before dared on film. See the female Hellcats ruling their men with tire irons as their instruments of passion. See she-devils on wheels feared by the men they use as lovers. See She-Devils on Wheels, starring Betty Connell, Nancy Lee Noble, Christy Wagner, Rodney Bedell, Pat Poston. She-Devils on Wheels.
She-Devils on Wheels.
do the devil dance.
Watch your weirdos, I'm Mr. A the Barber, and you're listening to Volume 45 of You Got Good Taste, part of the Garage Punk Pirate Radio. Now for this month's show, I'm going to be playing you some new tunes, as well as giving you some You Got Good Taste theme mixes. And we kicked off the first set with a devil mix, starting off with the Dynamite Pussy Club and Testify, taken from their new album Church of Yeah on motorsoundrecords.net. Then we have the Mojo Kings with Whatever Happened to Rock and Roll. Then we have Gene Vincent and Race with the Devil, followed by the Cramps and Burn She Devil Burn. Ending the devil set, we have the A-Bones with Devil Dance. If you like the sound of the Dynamite Pussy Club, as well as the Mojo Kings, and you live in London, then you need to get down to Weirdsville. That's at the Fighting Cocks in Kingston, southwest London, on Saturday the 12th of May. If you want more info on that, you need to get on to the Weirdsville Facebook page, or check out yougotgoodtaste.com and follow the links for more info. So you're going to get two bands, and good taste music, and booze till 1 a.m, and it's all free entry.
Booze, babes, and bad guys. If you love the weird, you will never forget
Weirdsville!
Weirdsville!
Weirdsville! It rests on 13 acres of earth, over the very center of hell. The last house on the left. Here is the first motion picture to offer, to the daring, a look into the final, maddening space between life and death. The last house on the left. Caution. To avoid fainting, keep repeating.
It's only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie.
Just a ride the ski lift to the very top in thrills. Watch men who deal in death meet and fight. The invincible beast from Haunted Cave.
Ray the Barber, and you're listening to You Got Good Taste on the Garage Punk Pirate Radio. Now that last set was bands from the Soundflat Records label in Germany, and we kicked it off with the Norvins and their track Flesh Tones in Your Head. Next up, with a track off their new album entitled Way Out, you heard the Jackets and Last Chance. Now keep an eye on my website, because I've got a feeling you might be seeing them playing live at Weirdsville in the future. Following the Jackets, you heard the Staggers and Out of My Mind. And next up, from We Love Trash, the latest garage punk hideout comp, you heard Wild Evil and the Trash Bones and a track called Why Can't We Be. Now if you want to get that album, you've got to be a member of the Garage Punk Hideout, where you'll get it for free, or you can get it from iTunes for a mere fiver. What you'll get is 22 tracks of wild and crazy trashy garage tunes, plus some fantastic trashy artwork by fellow weirdo and You Got Good Taste logo designer, Balam. Check his work out, it's fantastic. And finishing off that set, you heard the Stags and Texas Cave Salamander. Now if you want to check out some more of the Soundflat Records bands, I recommend you get some of their comp albums called Ballroom Bash, where you can try out and see what bands suits your tastes. Now don't forget, if you need the track listing for this show or any of the older shows, then visit my YouGotGoodTaste.com site and you'll find links to my Garage Punk Hideout site or my Facebook or my Podomatic site or any of the other ones that look interesting, and you'll find track listings, pictures and other weird shit that you might find interesting. Oh, and if you're wondering, in the background, I'm playing Freddie King with a fantastically titled song called The Bossa Nova, Watusi Twist. Okay, next up is something for those listeners out there who've been asking for me to do some theme mixes again. And I want to dedicate this one to the weirdo cook from the Netherlands, Jezebella Cruella, because this one is going to be all about food.
Now, of course, if I were to attempt to hypnotize, I would have you look deep, deep into my eyes. And then, of course, if it worked, your mind would play strange tricks, and instead of my eyes, you would begin to view two plump, selected, fresh-roasted peanuts. And then you would get hungry, very hungry, for peanuts. Then your mind would think immediately of the one peanut butter that tastes exactly like gorgeous, uninhibited, unexpurgated peanuts. And then, of course, you would think of the peanut butter that stays fresh as a daisy. That, of course, is Skippy, because Skippy is the one and only peanut butter that removes the stale makers. By this time, of course, your taste buds would be acting up so that you could hardly stand it. And your mind then would say, tomorrow, at exactly 19 minutes after 10, I'm going to the grocer's and pick up two jars of Skippy. Skippy. Skippy peanut butter.
Chew and chew for a long, long while. Peanut, a crazy and some say I'm a nut. Peanuts are nice, but the acid is rare. With the bite on hand that's written on the page. With the 8-hour bomb, you'll be up in a cage. My story is coming close to an end. Make sure it's a story and not your best friend.
Overweight and embarrassed to go anyplace. AIDS helped me get back into a size 12.
The AIDS diet plan helped me get back into a size 6.
AIDS helps control your appetite so you lose weight, yet AIDS lets you taste, chew, and enjoy. And the appetite suppressant in AIDS is not a stimulant.
AIDS helped me lose the weight and has nothing in it that could make me nervous.
Question, why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS? AIDS helps you lose weight safely and effectively. Use only as directed.
Darkness, you need to know what I'm all about. Well, there's something that you dig you can't figure out. Well, now you wanna know what moves my soul and what ticks inside of my brain. Well, I've got this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane. I can't take it. Baby, hungry, through and through.
almost tasted, baby, and sweet as wine. Custom tailored wood that I wanna own someday. With a special place up high, we can stay alone, you and me. Girl, I'm gonna have it all someday if you just hang on to my hand. If I break some rules along the way, girl, you gotta understand. It's my way of getting what I want now, 'cause I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry for those good things, baby. I'm hungry too and true. Well, I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, a real fine girl like you. I can almost taste it now. Oh, it's sweet as wine. But I ain't gonna waste it now when it's finally mine. Gonna live each minute, really hours and days, till I've had my fill. Oh, girl, I'll be rolling in it. Yes, yes, you know I will. Yes, I will.
What is that?
It's timpano. It's a secret recipe that they brought from their hometown.
Food, weirdos. Okay, kicking off that food set, we had Friar Tuck and his Merry Men and Peanut Butter. That's from the Drink Beer Yell Dance Comp. Then you heard One Way Streets and We All Love Peanut Butter. Then you heard the Midnighters and I Found a Peanut. Following that, Paul Revere and the Raiders and Hungry. And in the background you can hear Ken Jones and Chicken Pie. Now stick around, because we've got another 15 minutes of edible entertainment with Motorama and their track We Are Here, We Are Hungry. Following that, we've got Cherry Pie, and that's by The Plague. Up after that, we've got the Ready Man and Shortening Bread, followed by Don Covey, and he'll be switching in the kitchen. And finishing off the set, we've got something a little bit saucy for you. Thanks for listening, weirdos. Don't forget to come back next month for some more good taste tunes.
There has never been a more savage motion picture than Raw Meat. Beneath modern London, buried alive in plague-ridden tunnels, lives a tribe of once humans, the raw meat of the human race.
But how could they survive so long without food?
I imagine as each one died, the others ate him.
They were like raw meat, a sinister evil that festered for generations in its moldering tomb. Neither men nor women, even less than animals. Their strange hunger driving them to prey on the young and the strong. Raw meat.
flesh to chew. Flesh, flesh to chew. Give flesh to chew.
You got good. Taste, 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 taste.
the lid. I fill my pockets with a shawl and bread. I went into the corner that I stood on my head. And there I stood and ate my darling bread. Ah, baby, did you really love the darling shot? Famous, did you really love the darling bread? Well, maybe did you really love the darling shot? Famous, did you really love the darling bread? I put on a strip, I put on a lid. Mammy's gonna make you some darling bread. Yeah, and that ain't all she's a winner to. Mammy's gonna make you some darling do. Mammy's little baby loves a darling job. Mammy's little baby loves a darling bread. Yeah, Mammy's little baby loves a darling job. Mammy's little baby loves a darling bread. Darling bread, darling bread.
Many articles about the way to a man's heart being through his tummy that I decided to take a few cooking lessons. A couple weeks ago, I asked my boyfriend home for dinner. I fixed a nice steak, and I made some biscuits, baked a cake, and a pie. But he didn't seem very impressed with it at all, and it sort of hurt my feelings until after dinner, I found out that he liked to nibble on my cupcakes. He just went nuts about their taste. They seem to melt right in his mouth. I've never had complainers. They're smooth as silk and filled with milk. And he said they come in such cute containers. Oh, you should see my lovely cupcakes. They are much too nice to go to waste. I asked him if he'd like a bite, and now he bites them every night. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes. Just like his mother's, they're just right and left. They're not too big, they're not too small, they fit right in his grip. They're not too hard, not too soft, and there's a raisin on each tip. Ooh, you should see my lovely cupcakes. They made him raise a hearty appetite. They're juicier than any steak, and he found out that they weren't fake. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes.
Very nice.